Just imagine real stones falling from the sky.
Perhaps we will find them lying in the desert.
It seems to me that only someone who has great depths within, who has known both hope and suffering, could have made this place.
You still have a long way to travel.
Terra can win most of a battle, even before the fighting starts.
You gave her the second dose?
Yes, Majesty. It should leave her quite confused, quite weak, quite...
Mad? That's the goal, after all.
Oh yes, Mistress, without question. I made it once for the old Sultan, Al-Ghuri. He used it to drive his brother's chief wife insane.
And it worked?
She killed herself.
Manel?
Manel, my darling. You know this hurts my heart. Don't you, my beautiful child? But I am doing this for you.
Manel? When you didn't come yesterday, I feel...
Can I help you with anything?
Oh, Grand Vizier. I was looking for Her Majesty, the Sultana.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Is she...
Her Majesty, the Sultana, is indisposed.
Indisposed?
Indisposed.
I can promise you, Vizier, she would want to see me.
You are a guest in our city, and if I may offer you some advice, I think you would do better to concentrate your efforts on assisting your master with his great painting.
Well, he needs the Sultana for that. He needs access to her living visage. He has asked me to find out when she might be available.
Then your master can put in a request with the head steward. Thank you for your visit. Oh, are you still here?
It's an impressive collection.
What?
The viewing devices, I mean. Polished domes of glass magnifying light. An extraordinary concept. Telescopes, yes? That's what they call them?
Yes, the old Sultan Al-Ghuri was a great collector of such things. He had a particular interest in the skies, watching the stars, looking for the signs in the heavens. I'm more down to earth for my part. I trust you can find your own way out.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, and Signor, don't come back into this part of the palace again. It's not for guests. Good day to you.
Manel? Manel? Manel, are you in there?
Yes, it worries me too, but Mistress Fatima's orders were very specific. Come.
Manel? Manel?
Are you speaking to me?
It's Angel. Oh my. What's happened to you, my poor darling?
What do you want?
It's me, Manel, it's Angel.
Nurse!
I'm Angel Manel. What's wrong?
Who are you? God! God!
No, I'm lost. I just got lost.
You got lost in the Sultana's chamber?
I'm leaving. I just got lost.
Go! God!
What have they done to her?
Tuman Bay, Season 4, Episode 6. Secret Garden by Mac Rogers.
It's barely dawn, and I'm already at work. If heaven is right, if the Hafiz has made his home in the supposed garden, I need to know.
Gregor, wait!
Does this man never sleep? Must I take him everywhere?
This isn't a good time, Akilah.
Look at you. Rising before dawn. That purposeful gait. Where are we going?
What?
Just a bit higher.
Look at that view. That vista.
Oh. Mind your step, Kendra.
The Tower of the Adulterers. Oh.
This is the sort of thing I wanted to see when I came to Tumen Bay.
So called because, well, I think you get the drift. It's high. Very, very high. And when you're a sky rat, that's all that matters.
You ready?
Wait, Frog. The strap here. For us, careless means dead. Have you forgotten what happened to Spider?
Are you two ready?
We're ready to fly, but
it would help to know what we're looking for.
Yes, look, I don't know much. I know it's a garden, and I know it should be roughly here. See?
I don't recognise half of this.
Well, it's a hurriedly sketched copy from an ancient scroll. It's a wonder you recognise any of it. And right now, sad to say, it's my best lead. If heaven can be trusted.
But what you can still see are the five hills. Here. They were there then, they're there now. Use them to fix your position. Fly out towards the golden spire, there, and then turn left and follow the passage of the aqueduct. You're looking for any kind of disruption to the buildings. Trees, grass, I don't know. It may be hidden behind walls, under arches. The main thing is it won't be visible from street level.
Got it. Ready, Frog?
We'll land down there, in the square.
Careful, careful! If you saw this...
Watch. Watch this.
That's
remarkable, isn't it?
I've never seen anything like it in my life. They're flying through the air like great birds.
Now, there used to be dozens of sky rats here in the time of the old Sultan. Every morning as the sun rose and the winds came off the desert, you would see them, flocks of them over the city. No longer. Only these two.
Be careful, Commander, you're slipping there.
Get your hands off me.
Of course, of course. I just thought you were going to...
Your concern is touching.
Look, Commander, I gave you my word the other day. If I meant you any ill, you would have been over the edge by now.
Or maybe you thought I might take you with me.
Do you think they'll find it? This garden of yours?
I don't know. Maybe it's a myth. Maybe it was built over centuries ago. That's our signal. Well?
Nothing. Just slums, houses.
Nothing like you said. No glass, no water, no concealing trees.
Damn.
Well, at least I got to see the famous sky rats in flight. I wonder, could you show me how to do it?
You're too heavy.
Yeah, I wish I could dispute that, but alas. I envy you, truly.
What are you packing up? We have to go again, try in a different direction.
We have to go to work, Effendi.
I'm paying you. This is your work.
The other work isn't about money.
Forgive my curiosity, but what is your other work?
We build gallows.
My goodness.
We're carpenters, helping prepare for the Festival of Fires.
Come on, Dumpy.
By the way, Commander, my mother told me to tell you she has a message for you.
I'm going back to the lodging now, so I will...
The butcher, Hassan. He wants to see you.
All right. Well, same time tomorrow morning, then.
As many times as you can pay.
Of course.
May I walk with you, Dumpy? I'd so love to...
Why do you want to find this garden so much anyway?
It doesn't matter.
Is something hidden there? Or you want to hide something there? It's a safe place of some kind, isn't it?
We have to find it before I can answer that question.
Listen, Gregor. My girl's in that prison. They're going to hang her at the stupid Festival of the Fires. If you can get her out, I'll fly for you for nothing.
I'm sorry.
Please, Gregor.
I'm not what I was, Frog. I can't open doors like I used to. Especially not doors guarded by the Balarak. None of my old tricks work. They can't be bribed. They can't be cultivated.
I had to ask.
I understand.
Me and Dumpy are going to try something else to get her out, but Then we'll need somewhere to go.
Yes. The hard part's not the theft, it's the getaway.
It's more than that. We'll need a refuge, a real refuge from what's going to happen that day.
What do you mean by that?
I lied to you before.
You're still having the dreams. The visions.
I saw the city. Only there was no city, just howling and ruins and those unlucky few who are still alive. Their hunger oppressed them so much that they were eating rocks, the corpses of the dead, even each other's filth. And towering over their scavenging bodies, the wheel.
What wheel?
The wheel of life and death. The wheel that heralds the end of all things.
Come on, Frog. Uncle will beat us if we're late.
I have to go. Oh, one more thing, Gregor.
Yes?
You remember the dream I had years ago?
The one where I died? I'm not likely to forget.
There was something I left out. The dream was in a great garden, where all manner of beasts walked side by side with the insane.
Fascinating fellow, that Dumpy. What an extraordinary life he leads.
Mm.
So, off to the butcher then.
Hassan?
Gregor! You got my message! And who's this?
Oh, just a friend. Friend, experiencing the delights of your fine city. A killer.
Ah, Hassan.
You wanted to see me? What do you have?
There was an old man. I heard this from my cousin. He's the baker in Basuva.
There are many old men in this city.
Yes, but this one, according to my cousin, seemed lost, unfamiliar with how to buy things. He offered my cousin a ring. He said the old man's hands were adorned with rings, all with precious stones.
And do you have this ring?
That's the thing. Just as he was trying to take it off, a small fat fellow rushed in and grabbed him away. They left without paying. My cousin chased them down the street and the fat man stopped and apologized and gave him a coin, paid him double, in fact. Said he would appreciate it if they could keep it between themselves.
Oh, well. This really is intriguing.
Akila, this is where we must part company. My errand is urgent, and you can't follow me everywhere.
This time it's for your benefit, not Fatima's.
What are you talking about?
Your elusive quarry. He suddenly makes a spectacle of himself in a public place in front of witnesses. You're telling me there's no part of you that suspects a trap?
Whose trap? The Balarag? I'm working for them.
I was thinking more of our friends with the lizard tattoos. No doubt heard you bellowing at them in the streets and chasing them into stores. They may well have concluded you're more trouble than you're worth. You need security. Trained security.
What's in it for you?
If I'm bound to follow you around, might as well be interesting. I suggest we stop by the lodging house, get whatever we need from our rooms, and set off together.
Gentlemen, leaders of the Council of Tumen Bay, heads of the trade guilds, and provincial governors.
Don't worry, my dear daughter. It won't take long.
Mistress.
Are they ready for us, Doctor?
They are, Mistress.
Should she have another dose first?
I think she's had enough.
Doctor? I feel sure I just gave you an instruction.
Mistress.
Give it to me. My darling, can you be a brave girl and drink it all up?
No. No.
Well done. Slaves.
Yes, mistress. Come with us. This way.
We have a chair for you just over there, Sultana. How are you feeling, Majesty?
Don't press her, Kadali. She's very confused this morning.
No, no, of course, of course.
Now sit slowly, dear. Don't want you hurting yourself.
councillors, merchants, and guild heads of Tumen Bay, I thank you for your patience, and I ask your forgiveness that I was not here when you arrived. The only excuse I can offer you is I did not wish to leave our suffering Sultana's side. Now, Kadali, I believe tradition and law dictate that the assembled dignitaries have full opportunity to assess the Sultana's fitness before the eyes of all.
Quite correct, Mistress. I was thinking we'd begin with Effendi Ergan, a council leader in the Northwest Quarter.
Me?
Perhaps you'd like to examine the Sultana first, Effendi?
Well, certainly I'm no physician, but I think I know when someone is of sound mind.
Then we're all very lucky you're here, Effendi.
Majesty? Sultana?
Please proceed, Effendi Erkan.
Perhaps, Majesty, perhaps you could tell us something of your symptoms.
The poor dear, so stricken with this ailment that she cannot even express her experience of it. Who's next, Kadali?
Yes, I was thinking we should move on to one of the stone merchants.
I'm not quite done yet, thank you.
What do you mean you're not quite...
Of course, Effendi, please continue.
Majesty, can you really tell me nothing? Can you not even describe how you feel at this moment? Hot, cold, oppressed by...
Oppressed by what?
Mistress?
You said oppressed by, and then you trailed off. I'm simply asking you to complete your sentence.
Oppressed by the heat, Mistress. It is an oppressively hot day, at least to my mind.
May I speak, Mistress?
You will have your opportunity, Effendi Basalk, just like everyone else. But first, Mistress Fatima would like to hear Effendi Ergun's conclusion.
It is my assessment that...
Yes?
The Sultana suffers from a sickness of the mind, making her temporarily unfit to lead Tumen Bay.
A keen diagnosis, Effendi Ergun. You may sit down now.
Thank you
for your help. So let us now turn to the stone merchants.
You said I could speak next.
Must we hear from many more, Kadali?
Well, tradition and law...
Only I think we can all tell that Her Majesty is finding this whole ordeal quite distressing. May I suggest we get through these proceedings as quickly as we can? I don't want to cause her any further discomfort.
We hope you return to good health soon, Majesty.
And we have Ergun's diagnosis. Why should we torment her all day?
Yes, he's right. He's right.
Very astute, my friend. I feel the same. And I'm sure the Sultana would as well. And I'm even more certain that were she not so afflicted by diseases of the mind, the Sultana would add that these are very difficult times we face and that we must all work together for the good of Tumen Bay. That's what the Sultana would say.
Yes, the good of Tumen Bay.
Now, I'll tell you what I say. I do not want this. I do not want to be here under these terrible circumstances. I am only in this room now, offering to take on the unwanted burden of leadership because of my devotion to duty. Duty to the Sultana Manel, the daughter of my heart. And my duty to Tumen Bay.
Long live Tumen Bay, great!
Well, unless anyone has anything to add, perhaps we should move on to signing the Order of Regency.
Why, you don't mean to say you already have the document prepared, do you, Kadali?
I have something to add.
Yes, yes. You've been quite vocal tonight, haven't you, Effendi?
Effendi Basalk, Mistress. chairman of the Council of Leather Curers.
Leather Curers. Ah, well, clearly he is well qualified to assess an illness of the spirit.
Sit down.
I'm at least as qualified as a provincial wife.
My friend, I think the general consensus in the room...
Of course, Effendi Pasalk. It's your right to make an assessment. Would you like to examine the Sultan?
I don't need to examine her to know what I think. We are acting too quickly. We need more physicians to examine her. Real, qualified physicians from outside Tumanbe with no allegiances to anyone in this room.
Thank you, Effendi Pasalk. Your thoughts will be recorded.
I don't want them recorded. I want them implemented. We need another diagnosis. I saw Her Majesty not 3 days ago, and she was perfectly well at the time.
Well, that is the nature of such illnesses. They come on quickly.
Then perhaps they also recede just as quickly. But if we sign the Order of Regency and invest the Sultana's power in the Mistress Fatima,
Adali,
we will never
remove
know.
That man.
Guard.
Come with us.
What are you doing?
Look at him.
Get off me! You can't do this! I'm a member of the council! Get your hands off me!
I do believe he is part of the plot.
No!
Take him. Gag him. Take the traitor out.
No!
Does anyone else have anything to add? Remember, you're all well within your rights to speak, so please... feel free. Well, in that case, I think all that remains is that we proceed to the signing of the Order of Regency.
Regent Fatima!
Let us look forward to a period of prosperity. Long live Fatima! Long live Fatima!
I thought that went well.
Wonderfully handled, Mistress Fatima. So, the Sultana?
We need to get her out of the city. Certain seditious elements could use her as a figurehead.
I doubt very much that the Grand Master would allow the Sultana, of all people, to leave.
The Grand Master has nothing to do with this.
Yes, but his men are at every gate. This city is a closed city until the Balorak leave.
You know everything about this place, Kadali. Take her out through the secret passages. And take the doctor, too.
No, mistress, I cannot. I have my work here, so many patients.
Enough.
Yes, mistress.
Manel, my dear girl. I would love nothing more than to accompany you on this journey. Let me hold you one last time. I will miss you so much.
I don't understand. Where are we going?
Relax, my friend, relax. It's just this way.
Majesty.
Right. I think I'll have a bath. Run my bath.
Yes, mistress.
Your coffee and cakes, Effendi Akilla.
Ah, my goodness. Prepared so quickly.
The commander was adamant. A quick meal and then you're off to somewhere he wouldn't say.
He's joining me, isn't he? He's not leaving me to eat alone.
Indeed, I am not.
Gregor, sit. I trust you got everything you needed from your room?
I think I'm sufficiently equipped.
I'll leave you, gentlemen. Let me know if you need anything else.
I will. Commander, your coffee. Please, drink.
Thank you.
Think of it. Finding the lost Hafiz. And put you in tremendous favour with the Grand Master.
We'll see.
Is he really so grand, though? Someone once told me, he just looks like some old soldier who mislaid his eyes.
It's like this Hafiz you're after. Supposedly great spiritual leader, the direct descendant of the teacher. Yet, these days, people say he's nothing but an old drunk. You know, a cousin of mine used to drink, and he was a barber. Of all things, can you credit it? A man approaches you with a razor first thing in the morning, smelling of drink, and yet he held that razor as steady as a rock. So I suppose one can become inured to anything. You're right, Commander. You seem a bit...
I'm fine.
Talking of barbers, do you know the riddle of the barber?
I'm not in the mood for... I feel very...
It goes like this. A town has only one barber. The barber shaves all those and only those who do not shave themselves. So, who shaves the barber? Are you sure you're all right, Commander? Oh, it's too bad, you know. I would have enjoyed it.
Enjoyed what?
Helping you find the Hafiz. Guarding your back as you plunged into the mystery. Alas, now... I've grown to like you. It's a shame. But in my profession, you have to be consistent if you want the next job and then the one after that. You're not the first friend I've lost this way.
What do you mean?
If it's any consolation, it won't be unpleasant. I'm very experienced. You just feel like falling asleep. Like a lovely afternoon snooze in a garden, perhaps, with the wind in the trees, the leaves, the smell of flowers, perhaps a bee buzzing by, and you'll... And then the world will begin to fade,
And then, Akilah? What's the next bit? The world fades, my childhood appears before my eyes, a lute plays, and then what? Talk me through it. It was poison painted into my room somewhere, yeah? The desk, perhaps.
The doorknob, on the inside. It's the one thing you would have had to touch, but you must have. How else could you have left the room?
I didn't.
What?
I didn't leave it because I never entered it.
But I saw you when we arrived. The landlady gave you...
You assumed a killer. It's like the trick with the coins. Because I opened the door, your mind told you that I entered, but I did not. And that's why I am alive. And you, my friend.
No. No.
Are otherwise.
How?
Is it possible that I have killed you? A non-entity like me? Once again, the same principle as the coins in the door. You saw me bring the cup to my lips. So your brain filled in the rest. I drank no coffee. But you did.
The landlady.
Did it never give you pause for a moment that she still calls me Commander?
Stupid of me.
Yes. For someone like you, you must have trained for years to do what you do. And yet...
You haven't answered my riddle, Gregor. Who shaves the barber?
Does he shave himself?
No. Remember, he can only shave those who do not shave themselves.
Then there's no answer.
Exactly. Exactly. The question is meaningless. The barber can't exist. It's all just noise. It means nothing.
That's the difference between you and me, Akilah. I don't believe that. I haven't fallen quite that far yet. But what is clear from your attempt on my life is that Fatima has no further use for me. Which raises the question, who else does she want out of the way?
Sorry, I just came up to see if you wanted any more Oh dear. Shall I call for a physician or a mortician?
The latter. This should cover it. I'm off to Vasuva. I can leave this with you.
Always, Commander.
Thank you.
Where have you been, Angel? I need more amber, more Ishmahan blue, and more gold. Always more gold.
There's something going on in the palace.
That's not our concern, Angel. The quicker you can get me my paints, the quicker we get this done, get our feet, and get out of here.
Wait, I don't understand this. On the canvas.
Oh, yeah, I've been told to paint out the Sultana. Move her to the corner down there. Mistress Fatima is to have the battlements to herself.
I told you something was going on. This is a coup.
Gentlemen, how does the work proceed? The mistress requires an... pardon me, I have misspoken. The regent requires an update on the great work.
Regent?
Piero, what am I to tell her?
Well, once I've moved the Sultana from here to here, we're almost done.
Regent, does the Sultana no longer command...
Of course, the finishing touches to be added at the Festival of the Fires, but we're still on schedule, so perhaps you can help us book our passage back for the morning after?
The morning after? You don't wish to stay and enjoy the many pleasures Tumen Bay has to offer? Especially after working so hard. I'm sure Regent Fatima would want to reward you.
We will be happy to take our reward in the form of the agreed-upon payment from our contract and immediate passage back home.
Oh, well, it's up to you. I must say, it's a magnificent portrait. Doesn't Regent Fatima look wonderful?
It is interesting how this painting has changed, isn't it?
Angel, we don't
need to... It started as a great panorama, celebrating many, and now it mostly seems to be a portrait of one.
And in the process has exceeded all expectations. Piero, you are indeed the greatest artist in the world.
When you're commander of the palace guard and the whole city is filled with your eyes and ears, you're not used to waiting. You deploy others to do that for you. When you lose all that, you have to do your own waiting. In an alley across from the bakery of Hassan's cousin. A man like Bello is not fool enough to use the main thoroughfares. He'll take the back alleys, the side streets.
I see you there, my friend. Will I have to chase you for my money today, huh?
Oh! No, no. My dear man, of course not. No, no. An unfortunate mistake. I'll take 2 loaves and perhaps 2 of those.
I hope your father's feeling better.
My friend, there is no feeling better when you're that old. I'm afraid no. His mind is going. I can't apologize enough for the other day. He used to be a brilliant man, a shrewd merchant of carpets. But now...
Life.
Life, yes, yes. Anyway...
Thank you so much.
I'll see you tomorrow. Come on. What are you...
I've just come from killing someone, Bello. Someone who was trying to kill me. My patience for lies is pretty well snapped. So do you know what you're going to do?
I have to... My father...
Look into my eyes, Bello. And tell me what you think will happen if you don't take me to their fees right now.
Just down here, through this alley.
If you're leading me astray, Bello...
No, you're going to love this, Gregor. You'll never believe where we're going.
Is it a garden, by any chance?
How did you know?
Just keep going.
But not just any garden. It's also old, so ancient. They say it was here even before the city. It sits right beneath a mighty cistern.
How did you find it?
The Hafiz already knew about it when he and I came to Tuman Bay. He showed me in the scrolls. He's forgotten now, of course, but I remembered. I'm very good at remembering things, Commander.
But not very good at being honest. At least not with me.
He made me promise not to tell you. He said they'll try to make him part of it, the Balarak, and he can't be part of it.
Part of what?
The Festival of the Fires. He keeps saying if he's part of it, terrible things will follow. If he can't be found, maybe it won't be so bad.
I don't know if I truly believed in it until this moment. An oasis in the old heart of the city. And there, near the center, is my objective of so many days now. The Hafiz himself, drinking from a spring.
I bring him bread, a little meat, but mostly it's like he lives off the water from that spring. He desires nothing else.
And the arak?
He never asks for it. Look, some days he's rational, other days he's confused, and you never know until...
I understand.
Holiness, you have a guest. Sit at his feet. He'll like it. He'll think you're a pilgrim.
Holiness.
Have you come for a blessing?
This man is fragile as blown glass. I've come to learn.
What have you come to learn?
I need your wisdom to explain a marvel, Hafiz. I've seen a dead woman. Alkin, walking the streets of this city.
Alkin?
I know it wasn't a dream.
Did she speak to you?
She did, but I'm having trouble remembering what she said. It had something to do with things being out of balance. Balance needing to be restored.
I've seen her too.
You, Hafiz?
There are people in the city who are not of the city. They come, they look, they leave.
The Watchers. But how? The Balarak control the city gates. No one can enter or leave without their permission.
They don't use the gates. These people are like the tail of the lizard that you only glimpse as it vanishes through a crack in the wall. But sometimes they don't just watch.
What does that mean?
Sometimes they interfere.
How?
They change things. And then the balance is lost.
This dead woman I've seen, Alkin, is she one of them? One of these gods?
There is only one god, above even them. And a covenant was made between this god and man.
I don't know if I'm receiving ancient wisdom or listening to a deranged old man making it up as he goes along. A covenant?
There was a camel, and it was shown to these seven blind sages, men of great wisdom, and each of them felt a part of the camel.
I've lost him.
And one said, this is a rope.
I had him for a moment. I had something.
This is a molehill.
But now he slipped away.
The other one said, this is my brother-in-law's face.
Forgive me, Hafiz, does any of this...
My friend, the mind brings to every object what the mind has means of seeing. In reality, it's a mangy old camel. I will go to sleep now.
No, Hafiz, please. There's more I need to...
That's all you will get from him today.
It's not enough, fellow. Is there a calamity coming? This is my city.
Are you going to betray him?
What?
To the Balarak. I know they need him for their ritual.
Why?
This Hafiz is the direct descendant of the very first Hafiz who made that covenant he spoke of with the one god. He was there at the beginning, so he must be there at the end. The wheel turns, the snake consumes its tail. That's what the Balarak want. So I ask you again, are you going to give him to them?
All right! Stop here!
What's happening?
Try to relax, Majesty.
Take a few men. Go down. Tell them we are here.
Yes, Captain.
Where are we? Well, why have we stopped?
We have to wait here for a little bit.
What? What are you?
I need to give you another dose, Sultana.
No, please.
Mistress Fatima's orders.
Please, no. I can't stand it.
Stay still. Just pretend.
What?
So the soldiers think I'm not going to do it, but they need to see.
Well, what's happening?
I had to yell at them to open the gates. They said the gate soldiers were preparing a wall at the back. They weren't expecting visitors.
Are they ready for her?
Yes, they are waiting.
Doctor.
Yes, Captain.
Are you ready? Have you done what you needed to?
Yes, Captain. She's had her dose. You can take her in.
Very well. Forward!
I was here before.
Is that so?
I came to see someone. Oh, my memory. I'm not clear who.
Yes. It may be a little time before the medicine leaves your system and your memory returns properly.
Then forget memory. Tell me what's happening now.
They are handing you over to the carers. Listen closely. We only have a moment. Fatima wanted me to use something stronger. Something that would leave you in this state forever, but I couldn't. She thinks you'll be incapacitated forever and therefore no threat to her. That will protect you until those of us who serve you can find a way to...
Hello, Mene. Would you like to come with us?
I recognize you.
I'm here to make your stay as comfortable as possible. Do you want to go with the orderlies?
Come, Your Majesty. Come.
That's right. Your new home awaits.
Farewell, Majesty.
Doctor.
Captain.
Time to go.
Want a hand getting onto your horse, Doctor?
Oh, yes, very kind.
Here you are.
Thank you, Captain.
You didn't really think Mistress Fatima was going to let you come back, did you?
Throw his body in the ditch, and let's go.
Yes, Captain. Akul!
So, how was your journey, Manel?
I can't recall.
No, of course not. But you do recognize me, don't you?
Yes, but I don't know.
From your last visit, when you came to see your uncle, was it? Commander Gregor?
Ah, I'm sorry, I don't...
Sarp, that's my name. We'll put you in this room here.
This way, Your Majesty.
Sarp.
That's right. I'm the governor here, the new one. Put her on the bed. Oh. Good. You can go now.
Yes, Governor.
Did I tell you, you remind me of someone?
What?
My sister, actually.
Oh.
I'll leave you to rest.
Thank you.
Season 4, Episode 6 of Tumen Bay, Secret Garden, featuring Rufus Wright, Aisha Hart, Rob Jarvis, and Kirsty Bushell, was written by Mac Rogers, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tumen Bay is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and a full cast list, visit tumenbay.com.